Yeah, and you realize he's nice. I want everybody to hear that, you know, good gastrointestinal, like prowess there.
It's the boiled peanuts.
So we're gonna watch Trump at 9 o'clock, you know, give his address to the nation about the war in Iran or Iran. Nope.
Well,
no.
No.
Absolutely.
I think the president of Iran was supposed to be releasing something today too.
I would rather watch his press conference.
It's supposed to be something directed at the American people.
Be directed just to Trump and his constituents, not me.
No, it's supposed to be to the American citizens, like a letter. I think he's supposed to be releasing.
A letter.
A letter. Yeah.
Dear Americans,
I'm writing him a four-page
president is retarded.
Letter.
President's not retarded. His cabinet's retarded.
That's insulting to the real retarded people out there.
Oh, no, they're losers. He said he likes hanging with losers.
Oh, losers.
Yeah. Wait, he said that about his cabinet?
He said he likes surrounding himself with losers. It makes him feel smarter. He just said it like earlier this week.
I hate him.
The press briefing. Why would you say you like hanging around losers? Like,
because that's what smart people do. You know, right. We do that kind of stuff.
But you don't say it out loud.
I like hanging with losers. Makes me look better.
That's exactly.
Guys, I think I got bit by a spider.
Was it Black Widow?
I don't know.
Suck the blood out.
Suck the blood out.
The poison, not the blood.
It's like fucking vampire over here, shit.
Yeah, you can do it to yourself. Just like bite yourself.
So can we talk about my man Drewski just off the rip, yo?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Drewski is a fucking fool. When he dressed up as that white redneck at the NASCAR shit, I was like, my man's is out of order for that. Him dressing up as Erica Kirk, though.
No. He was dressed up as a white conservative lady. It's not his fault that they all look the same.
And they just keep on him and JD Vance, you know, and yeah, I hope JD Vance fucking comes at him so he can do a whole other skit, because this man seemed like he got shit just in the clip ready to go.
Wait, you saw the thing where he posted? He pretty much was like, "Don't try me."
Yeah,
Drewski said that to JD Vance, what did he say? That anybody that goes that hard for a female, they must be smashing or something like that.
All I know is this woman was more pissed off. She was more, she seemed, and it was funny because Drewski even called her on it. She seemed more, no, it wasn't her. It wasn't, was it Candace Owen? Which, Chris, I can't believe we over here, like, it's 2026 and I'm caping for Candace Owen. Like, yo, she went hard at Erica Kirk, though, talking about if you was this up, you weren't even this upset when your husband died. Like,
right.
Wow, that's saying something. But these motherfuckers are mad at Drewski, though. They are pissed at him, though. I'm like, my man gonna have to get like the real bodyguards, unlike, you know, like his little show and shit. He gonna have to get real bodyguards around his ass. Like, they coming for my man's. He's funny as shit, though.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
His makeup
was so spot on.
But his makeup artists, they deserve a freaking, they deserve an Oscar. Like, just, they even down to the hands. They even had his hands done right.
Mm-hmm. In general, his makeup artist
does makeup a artist, just,
really
yeah.
good job for all of his skits.
Fucking hilarious. Love that dude. We got to protect him at all costs. You know, yep. He's now our national treasure. You know, Obama takes a back seat. You know, the blacks, we have to root for somebody else now. Root for Drewski. Drewski for president. I would vote for him.
I would.
Drewski would be a hilarious president. He would probably dress up as other world leaders to piss people off. He'd dress up as Putin and shit. You know what I mean? Kim Jong-un and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, the man knows no boundaries. So I'm not mad about that.
No.
But yes, I saw that. I thought of y'all. Immediately when I saw that shit, I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, we got to talk about my guy, because the man is a legend for that now. Just, I mean, he got most of his, he got a lot of stock. What was it? The Super Bowl. It was when he did the Super Bowl commercials and shit. That's when his stock kind of like nationwide, like everybody kind of, okay, that's who that is. But Lisa, you put us on to Drewski like way back. So I have to thank you for that, because you sent, it was like in our Instagram group chat, you had posted a video. You were like, this dude is fucking hilarious. And said it was like it had to be like 2 years ago at this point. And I'm like, this motherfucker, ever since then, I've been following him. And it's like, yeah.
I love him.
He is fucking hilarious. I love his record. I like when he be having the interviews with the people like coming for like the record deals and shit.
That could have been records.
I was like, yeah. Could have been records, yo. He had Timothée Chalamet on there and whatnot. I was like, oh shit.
He had, didn't he have Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, I have to watch that because I like Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg's hilarious.
You know, I used to like Timothée Chalamet, but now there's something about him that I'm just like,
Yeah, kind of like Jack Harlow.
No, I like Jack Harlow.
I'm not mad at him. You're not mad at him? You're not giving him the backlash after his dude.
I listened to the album. I like the way it sounds. So,
but he said he had to get in touch with his. He had to become blacker. Like,
people have said worse.
Yeah, they have. You know,
at least he didn't say I had to dig into my inward side. Then I would have been like, okay, Jack, we need you to stop. Yeah.
Does he get a pass though? Is he invited to the cookout?
Oh, he can come to the cookout, but that doesn't mean he can use the N-word.
No. So who gets to use that?
I feel like only black people can use the N-word.
What about mixed people?
Not Puerto Ricans?
Yeah. No, I don't think Puerto Ricans should use the N-word.
So we should go whoop J Lo ass then, because she was one of the first to say it.
I asked my one friend who is Puerto Rican descent but is white passing, and I was like, do you say the N-word? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, no. I was like, you say it with a hard R? He was like, no, I just say it like when I'm talking to my friends. I was like, no, you can't use that word.
But
he was like, why can't taking people's we passes? Use it?
Yeah. Right?
You're around here taking people's N-word cards from them.
Yes.
Lisa over here like putting boots on people's cars and shit. You use the N-word. I heard you. I put a boot on your car. You can't go nowhere. You know.
Why? You think everybody should be able to use it?
It's a word. I mean, at this point, it's like you take power. If you take the power away from, like, you know, the power away from a word, it's just a fucking word. Like, for real.
I get that it's just a word, but it's a word that has. So it's okay for some redneck good old boy to use the N-word.
Yeah. If they're around each other, be like, yo, like, you know, what's up, nigga?
With a hard R? Yeah.
Now, if
they
you're,
can call you that, they can call you the N-word, because it's just a word.
That's
however
you
take it, yeah. However you take it is how you take it. So you, it's
so
okay.
So you would let him call you the hard R?
And he's driving a lifted Chevy with a Trump flag flying in the back.
Nigger!
And with the "Don't Tread on Me" sticker. Yeah. You're okay with that. Don't lie.
So now it's just not a word anymore. So you would allow it? You wouldn't have a problem?
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm still going to whoop your ass, but I'm just saying.
I thought it was just the word.
Well, to y'all it is.
Yeah, why are you going to fight? No.
No.
You said it was just a word.
I said no such thing. I'm hanging out with these losers.
Roll the tape.
You guys are losers.
Okay, Trump.
Hey. You know, that's my idol, okay? I want to be like him.
What's a worse word, being called a Trump supporter or being called the N-word by a Trump supporter?
Oh, shit. Probably a Trump supporter. At this point, they're about as ignorant as niggas is, too. So, I mean, you know, I love the on-the-street interviews. Them shits are funny as hell. It's like, what's one thing this man's done? He's done everything. Everything.
Yeah, I love those.
This motherfucker was like, you know, it was like gas isn't as high as it was under Biden. And they showed him like the little thing. Well, it's only temporary. Well, you know what? Everything is temporary.
Well, you know, he's cleaning up after Biden.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
He didn't drink. Wait, Chris, you posted that in your story the other day. He, that you know, the one somebody was like, he ain't drained the swamp, he ain't built the wall, he ain't got, you know, he didn't end the war in Ukraine day one. My man's is batting 1,000 and like negative 1,000. You know what I mean? But it's okay. Hey, it's better than Biden. You know, he's doing a better job than Biden. You know, at least he's coherent for the most part.
Is he though? No. Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got more fanatical supporters, so you know.
He does have more.
It's all right. Well, at 9 o'clock we get to find out just, you know, how good the war in Iran is going. No fucking person has ever said a war is going good. People die. It's like there's no good in war. That's like saying
the war on drugs.
The war on drugs. The war on drugs is going good. You know, we removed 25% of the crack off the street. And we brought it into the house, the White House. No, I just think
crack with
funny.
Fentanyl.
Oh Jesus, yeah. Let's not talk about fent. I seen somebody on Albany Avenue doing the fentanyl and shit at like fucking 8 o'clock in the morning, week before last and shit on my way to work. Dude, are you how you bent on? I mean, there should be like a time limit on like when you should do. You should only be able to do drugs between like 8 and 5 or some shit. You know what I mean? Like. That's I don't know. Like, there should be limits.
On the shuttle ride at work, like from the parking garage to work, you see it like all throughout Hartford. Yeah, on the random Fentley. Corners, just the people.
Oh, doing the fence slump.
While standing up.
Looking like folding chairs.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't been in Hartford.
Chris,
I haven't been in Hartford.
You ain't seen nobody doing Fentley?
Not here. I've seen it in Baltimore. Bro. But.
Mm. Oh, and
wait, you haven't
years.
Seen it here?
No.
Wow.
Maybe once, but I haven't seen it rampant like you're saying.
Downtown Hartford in the morning.
Downtown Hartford, the Avenue, Park Street, shit.
Well, I work from home, so I don't go downtown too often.
Lisa, the only fentanyl this motherfucker seeing is his own shit.
No, that's
off
the liquor lean.
Wings and shit. Yeah. Chris come back from Buffalo Wild Wings bent as a motherfucker though, off of buffalo sauce. He come in the door
Speaking
and shit.
Of Buffalo Wild Wings, on my way back from the beach this afternoon, there was a sign. You know they have those like signs that say, "Oh, up ahead, there's something's going on" or whatever. The sign said, "Incident at Wild Wings. Please like monitor traffic" or something. And I was like, "Oh, so."
See, I'm surprised we ain't seen one at Windsor yet because of Chris and shit. They out of flats and this motherfucker spazzed out. Chris done geeked out because they don't know. What do you mean you only have fucking drums? He's like, listen, I'm not Nick Cannon. This ain't Drumline. I want some flats in this bitch.
Flats are the best.
I don't know, Chris. You flats are your favorite, though?
Yep, I'm a flatter. Not a flat earther.
Yeah, that you are. Flat earther.
Oh, yeah. Well, how'd you guys like the shuttle launch?
It didn't blow up, so I'm happy.
Yeah,
I was getting teary-eyed as I was watching it, and I always say like a little prayer for the astronauts and everybody involved.
Oh, you're so nice. Do you say prayers for the fentanyl addict?
No,
because they're going on a trip on their favorite rocket ship. That's fucked up, you know. It's fucked
spaced
up.
Out all right.
Yeah, you know.
I did go outside as it was going on because they said that you might be able to see it in Myrtle Beach, but I also didn't. I mean, I tried to look in the directions they said to look, but I wasn't out there for a long time because then I didn't want to miss anything on the TV too.
Right.
Chris was like, "I can't leave my house. I'm on house arrest." You know. My wife is keeping me keeping me hostage.
Yeah, this light keeps flickering. Sorry, guys.
It's a ghost. it's a ghost. It's definitely a ghost.
It's a fan light.
It's the ghost of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Woo! Sorry, you know. So yeah, so the war in Iran, you know, what's you guys' hot take on that one? You know, how do you think it's going?
It's a war. Like I just want it to be over. Good God. I just wanted, you wanted to be over. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. It's unpopular as fuck, but who cares? I'm going to just say it. I don't fucking care about a war over there. I just want the gas price to go back down.
Right.
I don't care. Shoot missiles, throw rocks. Just make my gas under fucking $4 a gallon. Just, you know, bang. You know, it is what it is. I don't want us over there, but, you know, we got to help out our allies in the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East, people. Peace in the Middle East. Remember when that was a big saying back in the 80s and shit?
That right. is a... I don't think there will ever be peace.
In the Middle East? Never.
And... Yeah, there might be semi-tolerance, but just barely. But yeah. I will say gas prices are not too crazy. They're high here, but not higher than up there.
Not higher than like here near home?
Yeah. On the drive down, New Jersey was $3.97, and I didn't even want to pay that. But then I was like, let me just pay it, and I'm glad I did, because then once I crossed the border, Delaware and Maryland, they wanted like $4-something. This is just for regular, and I was like, absolutely not. And so, yeah. Here it's like $3.50, $3.60.
God damn. Just for reference, like a month and a half, like a month ago, I was paying that for 93 octane.
And I was paying like 329.
So,
regular.
Fucking ridiculous. So yeah, we're going to go get some YNs and some switches, and we're going to go take over the Strait of Hormuz, yo. That's what's up. You know. You know, just so speaking of switches, because this was on my list of just stupid shit that Connecticut likes to do. State just loves to do dumb shit for gun laws and everything. So, you know, they want to ban like Glocks and other guns of the sort, because these stupid ass fucking little YNs are 3D printing switches and turning them into little like, micro machine guns. And if they ban the guns, then there won't be any shootings. Connecticut, that's how that fucking works. I swear to God. I still say, a motherfucker shoots somebody and they don't put him in jail. Like, throw the fucking book at him, yo. Like, dead ass, yo. Fucking, like, 70 years in fucking jail. Make it so bad that a motherfucker won't want to do that shit. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need more fucking laws. But
they're putting people in jail for other things, and yet they come out and they still are murdering and shooting, so.
Yeah. It's just like, the fuck, yo? Put them away for, like, a long period of fucking time? Yo, I guarantee you, you're gonna see. Man, okay, if you knew for an absolute fact your first offense out the gate for, like, jaywalking, for example, if you knew jaywalking was against the law in Connecticut, and if you got caught jaywalking, the first offense was 50 years in jail, I bet your ass would be pressing that crosswalk button. Wait. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, I just think the punishment needs to, they just need to fucking enforce the shit versus let's do more legislation. As a 2A supporter, I think it's bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, I still think it's bullshit I can't own an AR-15 with, you know, that isn't stupid ass 22 long rifle, but that's besides the point, because nobody needs an assault rifle, right, Chris? An assault rifle, not an assault rifle.
It's not an assault rifle. Nobody does need an assault rifle.
Nobody, we don't. Who's buying an assault rifle? Ain't nobody out here buying eight. Well, out here outside of Connecticut, they are. I was like, but who out here buying AK-47s? Ain't nobody. I don't need an AK-47 to shoot a deer.
You think nobody is buying assault rifles in Connecticut?
No. What assault rifles are they buying in Connecticut?
No. And don't say the AR-15 type.
Can't rifles. Say AR-15. AR-15 is not an assault rifle.
It's not an assault rifle.
It's got a military type just stock, looks but it's scary. Not an assault rifle. Yeah.
It's not an assault rifle.
And the AR doesn't mean assault rifle. I swear to God, one of my coworkers thought that shit one day. It was like, oh, well, it sits right there in the name, AR. And I'm like, that's not what AR stands for. You know? Like, I'm stands for abused rectum, because that's what I'm going to do if you fuck with me. Abuse your rectum. Fall two
that's
inches.
That's the only assault that's going on.
Yeah, exactly. No lube. Yeah. Yeah, Lisa, there'll be no in between with that one. Let me tell you. Yeah. Well, I had to throw the podcast name out there in case people didn't know what they were listening to. Motherfucker's been tuned in for 20 minutes. What am I listening to? We should get drops, do station identifications every 20 minutes or so, you know. You are tuned in to the No In Between podcast. All right. Gotta get sponsors. You know, we're 3 seasons deep, yo. We still don't have fucking sponsors yet, yo. Why not? Oh, I know why. Because with the shit we talk.
Well, this episode is sponsored by Iran. With the $14 billion they got in oil.
Colt firearms, you know.
Right. Was that supposed to be an Iranian yell? Oh my, that's terrible.
Dude.
That's worse than the R word. The N word.
I'd be terrified if I heard that shit. Can you imagine Chris being on the battlefield and you hear that fucking war cry?
That actually also doubles as my turkey sound from trying to make a turkey sound.
Terrible.
Fucking Lisa, yo. What the hell? Jesus fucking Christ, yo. Jesus Christ. Lisa out here with a war cry and a fucking turkey cry and shit. Yo, motherfuckers running for the hills and turkeys are running towards her.
Not Iranians sound like turkeys.
Right? The Iranian turkeys and shit.
I'm trying to think. Terrible. Should I tell a joke?
You can. I mean, at this stage in the game, shit, why not?
Okay. I'll keep it international. So, a British tourist got drunk on holiday and got the, like, map of Italy tattooed on his chest. It took over 6 hours, and now he's complaining of very sore Naples.
Stop.
And this is where I miss being on my laptop, because I would have definitely booed your ass. Don't worry, I'll add it in later. You're getting booed, to let you know.
That was a good one.
Is it?
Yes.
No. Just no. It's all right, Lisa.
Sweet Naples.
Is she still going? Yeah, she's still. I got the same fucking thought, Joe. Like, Chris gave that sigh like Jesus Christ. She go for a third tier laugh. You know it's fucking done. Still, Lisa, you haven't laughed as hard as you did when you told your own fucking joke and you laughed for like damn near 20 minutes straight. Like, ma'am. It's like, dude. Lisa gets on stage, tells her one joke, and her entire stand-up routine is her laughing for the next 59 and a half fucking minutes. He's like, you guys get it? You get it? They were like, you stink.
Oh, man.
I should throw virtual tomatoes at you. You know? Be like Fozzie Bear and shit. Waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
Oh, my God, yo. So wait, what else do we have? What else do we have on our list? Because we had a good list of shit that we wanted to chat about. Oh, we had
Tiger Woods.
Oh my God! So yo, when I all right, is it bad when I didn't even know what the fuck he got picked up for, and the first thing I said was DUI? Did he? How? That was years ago. He got picked up for a DUI, right?
Right. That I thought it was just it was just coming back in the news. But I didn't know it was a new case.
This motherfucker drunk driving and he had opioids in his fucking pocket.
No, no. He wasn't drunk.
He was high?
He was high, yeah. He was just under the influence, but he wasn't drunk.
Okay, so it wasn't a D. He didn't get a DUI. He got a DWI.
He got a DUI. Because you can still be under the influence of outside things. He just wasn't drunk. Because they did the blood alcohol and he didn't have alcohol in his system.
That nigga had fucking, definitely had some drugs in his shit. Tiger Woods.
Oxycodone.
What's that? Oh, my favorite. I love Oxy.
I don't like any of those.
Nah, to make you feel weird.
Because if I'm taking like pain meds for like when I had my like big surgery a couple years ago and they gave me Oxys and Percocets and if I'm taking pain med, then typically what I want to happen is I just want to like fall asleep. And Percocets, I was like bouncing off the walls with Percocets, and I was like, I don't like those. So I didn't take, I took maybe one or two of them, because then I was like, maybe that's just a one time. And then I didn't take any more. And then the what's the other oxy? It was oxycodone and something else. But anyways, the oxy's
OxyClean?
Yeah, OxyClean. those I just don't like the way they make me feel. So yeah.
So what you know, so when you when you took those, did you sing Mask Off by Future?
No.
It's like Percocet, Molly Percocet.
Percocet.
No, I get it. You know, we don't condone drug usage on this podcast, you know. You know, but what we do condone is we do condone laughing at celebrities for getting like, you know, for getting picked up for like dumb shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Speaking of celebrities, you know, but before we get back cracking jokes and shit, oh. Got to give a rest in peace to my boy Chuck Norris. You know what I mean? Like, bro, yeah. I love that man. Oh, that was, that was sad to see him go. I was like, but the joke, yo, you know, you have an absolute awesome fucking legacy. When people are sad to see you leave, but then the jokes just are just that awesome and remain. Like everybody had a Chuck Norris joke. And wait, Chris, was it you or was it Lisa? Which one of y'all said that we had talked about Chuck Norris last episode, actually?
I said it, but yeah, I brought it up.
Oh, because how was it mentioned? I think you actually mentioned it.
Yeah, DeMont mentioned
DeMont,
it.
DeMont, you said something about, maybe it was the talking about the war and how Chuck Norris needs to get involved or something like that.
Yeah, Chuck Norris said, fuck that, I ain't going over there fighting that shit, I'm checking out. See you. He gonna go see Betty White, you know. So, just wow. But yeah, but staying on the celebrity shit, because we talked about Tiger Woods, but we got to talk about Christy Gnome's fucking, like, cross-dressing ass husband, yo. Yeah. Dude. That could not have happened to a better person. You ain't hear about that?
No.
Her husband pretty much got caught.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Live stream. So he likes to cross dress wearing fake huge tits and likes to talk to other, like to big breasted women on the internet. Like that's his kink.
A model was paid $25 a minute to talk to her husband.
Yes.
I'll talk to him for $25 a minute.
Man, shit.
I'll Lisa, tell him jokes. He can wear whatever breastplates he wants.
We already covered in a previous episode just like the really just horrible shit that we would do for money, including selling our underwear. Right, Chris?
Yep.
Yep. Have you changed your mind yet? Would you sell your underwear to a guy yet?
No, I'm not.
No, you're still on that? Okay.
Yep, not gonna do
it. Lisa, I like money.
Yeah, but why won't you sell your underwear to...
No.
Like, I don't... But why not? What?
Chris, like, I'll plead the fifth. I'll plead the fifth.
It's gay.
But once the... But that doesn't have anything to do with you. And once the merchandise leaves your hands and is at the post office, who cares who has it?
No, so Chris,
if they're willing to pay good money, somebody wants to give you $500 for one pair of underwears, you're not doing it? You're not being real quiet over there. You thinking
I'm
about
thinking,
it?
I'm thinking. $500?
Yeah.
That's low. No, ball. I'm not doing it.
I'll do $50. What the fuck is you talking about?
I know. I would sell them for $20.
Lisa,
I got plenty.
I go to Costco, buy me a freaking Econo thing of drawers.
Yep.
Oh, there we go.
Up, sell them.
I'll wear. You know what? That probably get me at the gym, and I'll lose weight in the process doing that. What?
Look at that.
Because they want sweaty, used underwear. Okay, I got you.
No, I'll just get a dog. I let my dog wear them.
Yeah. Modern problems require modern solutions. So you know.
Yeah.
Just saying. But what if
some guy said, "Hey, Chris, I want your muscle shirt you have on now. can I buy it from you for
$1,000? Yeah,
$500.
$500, yeah, sure. you go.
But what's the difference between that and your underwear?
It's a big difference.
But what if a guy's gonna, what if, so you send it to a guy and what if he wants to do gay stuff in your muscle shirt? Like, what difference does it make?
No, because at least with my shirt, I could think, well, maybe he just wants to work out and he likes how it looks. So
no, he wants to wrap it around his peen and walk around the house with it.
Tell me, just as long as I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but how do you know?
Ideas.
At that point, ignorance is bliss.
Because yeah. With drawers, there's only like one or two things you can do with them, and none of them.
He
can
put them. What if he wants to walk around with them on his head? He wants to wear them like this.
Oh Lord, Joe.
Like a mask. Then I guess it's okay.
We're gonna head right back to Christy Gnome's husband on that note. Yep. We're not talking about that. Nope. Not talking about that. Just no. Absolutely not. Just no. Got the visual and just no. Mm-hmm. Right? Just, oh my God. Looking like fucking holes. Bane. Looking like Bane from Batman and shit, you know?
And then like going like this with it.
You, Chris, you live in the dark. I was born in the dark. Jesus Christ, yo. Fucking awful. But yeah, no, they say he got this man got caught out online. TMZ dropped the story. Yo, they had one woman who reported the story. She burst out into tears reporting, like just laughing. She couldn't.
I was gonna say from laughter.
Just from laughter. I was like, it couldn't happen to a nicer person because, you know, fuck that bitch. I don't like her. You know what I'm saying? Not at all. I love the fact that South Park spoofed on her and shit. That was fucking hilarious, yo. Damn, South Park, wow. they're batting 1,000 too, man. Shit, you know, they did the Charlie Kirk episode, you know. Not talk about that shit, but you know how that go. And this broad, and yeah. So, there was some other celebrities. There was the guy from Back to the Future passed. I forgot his name. Dude, used to play the principal. He was also on Top
Gun. Oh, I saw that. I didn't realize he was that old.
Yo, you want to know who I didn't realize was as old as they were and shit until last week? William Shatner. Shatner's 95 years old.
Yeah, I just saw that.
What?
Sounds I was like, too. Are you fucking serious, yo? I was like, dude, no. But yeah, William Shatner's 95 years old.
Look at that. Like, we brought up Star Trek. For
a
second week in a row.
Yep. it's my guy, you know. Y'all seen the damn commercials, right? The fucking the Raisin Bran commercials and shit. Where he got the name Will Shat. He shortened his name. Yo, the commercials are hilarious. Yo, so he just like, he shows up at a fucking club and this girl was like, you know, she's like, Will Shat? He was like, every single day. And it's just a play on the word shit. The whole commercial. Showed up on a couch. He's funny as fuck, though.
He does look good for 95.
He does. That's my dad.
I'm looking at a Twitter post he did, and he's like, at 95, I'm still smoking.
Yeah, he just did an interview after the rocket launch just now, like 30 minutes ago. And...
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He sounded good.
William Shatner is he's the OG, man. Like, he's the OG. But, yeah, that's just, I was like, wow. Just something. But now we think about it. We think about how old we are. And then, like, some of these celebrities that were, like, acting when we were kids. You know what I mean? And it's just like, God bless them. Yeah,
now some, like, our favorite actors, like, some of them are, like, nearing the end.
Yeah. And it's scary. You know, just sad part of life, mm-hmm. But you know, we all got to go sometime. I just don't want to, you know, I want to die like my grandfather, you know what I'm saying? In my sleep, you know, unlike the screaming passengers in his backseat. No, No, Chris. Yeah, Chris is like, no. Chris is like, no, I'm not laughing at that shit. Come on. These are the jokes.
I thought people. It was easy.
Come on, Chris. These are the jokes. I know it's fucking Holy Week. Calm down. And Lisa, you are dead ass fucking wrong. You are going straight to fucking hell.com. No, don't pass go. Don't collect $200 for your fucking reel you sent about the freaking was the cave and with the half a donut and the donut hole, bro. I damn near pissed my pants laughing.
It was something that could be made for a little Easter party.
Nigga, ain't nobody doing that shit for Easter. That shit was mad disrespectful.
I thought it was commemorative.
Dude.
I've said way worse things. That's where you draw the line? Because I said a thing that looks like the tomb and...
Oh, hell no.
I've said way worse things.
I have no line to draw, Lisa. Like, none. Like, but, I can't even squiggle a line.
I am thinking... excuse me. One of the churches down here, we know I'm not overly religious, but one of the churches is doing a Easter Sunday, like sunrise, like service on the beach. I'm thinking of going. Because I think that would be like really
you
nice.
You taking a shit,
to,
Chris?
Like...
No, I was clearing my throat.
Oh. Sorry. Just want to clarify.
In a darkened bathroom.
You know. So Lisa, so you're gonna go to the sunrise service. Are you gonna get baptized in the water of the Atlantic Ocean?
No.
No.
I'm just gonna go watch the sunrise, listen to the good word.
Are you gonna do a praise dance? Yep. It's like shit, you know, Lisa gonna get the Holy Ghost and run up in the water and drown.
I've already told my Holy Ghost joke, or not joke.
Yes, no, you're not telling that one again. The answer is no.
Well, maybe while I'm there, I'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, and I will just speak in tongues.
There we go.
Are you, Lisa?
Really?
I was going to say.
Mega-like-a-hidey-ho. Mega-like-a-hidey-ho.
Gracious.
You sound like Elphaba from fucking Wicked, you know, like for real, like reading from the freaking Grimoire and shit. Fucking awful. Chris, are you going to Sunday service?
I'm pretty sure I am. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. You know the church fixing to be packed, so I hope nobody's sitting y'all pew.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Pew pew.
You know. So it's Holy Week, you know. Chris you gonna wear his Sunday best. Easter suit.
No, I'm throwing some khakis in a polo. I don't know. Maybe I'll go throw in a suit. I haven't worn a suit in a long time, so maybe I'll throw in a suit.
Yeah, you look good in a suit. You know.
Yeah, well, you know what? Oh well, I haven't worn a suit in maybe a year.
You gonna wear a fitted suit?
Of course.
Like I'll wear a pinstripe. Tailored.
You got pinstripe? Is it fitted?
Yeah. Actually, I should make sure I can fit it still. I'm a little bit bigger than I was last time I wore it.
Well, you ain't got to worry about the sleeves off. Yeah. You ain't got to worry about the pants, you know, not fitting and shit.
Ha, ha, ha. I do. My waist might be a little bit bigger, too. So
your waist, yeah. Chris got buns. The rest of his legs look like fucking number two pencils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll throw on a suit. Don't worry, I'll post some pictures.
You know, Chris, I forgot who the fuck I was talking to, but I was reminded that at once upon a time, you was about as thin as fucking mechanical pencil lead. So, you know, I'm just saying. Just saying.
This is true.
It's all good, though. It's all good.
I have never had that problem. So.
It's okay, Lisa. You didn't want to be as thin as Chris. Chris used to look just unnaturally skinny. Chris was like a whistle pop skinny and shit. You know what I mean? Like, damn.
Did you say a
whistle pop? Whistle pop, yeah. Jeez. Right?
I forgot about those things. Jeez.
Yeah, that's just saying.
Those things were good.
Bringing it back. Wait.
Do you remember those pops, the lollipops that were, what were they, Astro Pops? And they were pretty much like a sword once you had like a pointed end and it was yellow, green, and red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep, you could hurt yourself on one of those.
Dude, you could hurt yourself with a freaking Jolly Rancher if you ain't careful. That shit get down to a sliver like a little razor blade and shit.
Mm, you know? The stick Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah. Those were not to be fucked with.
Did they ever slice your tongue on one of them?
Yeah, yep. The sour apple one. Numerous times, yo.
Those are the good ones. Yeah, you suck
those extra. And it ain't like you could get the fucking plastic off that motherfucker. Any, you go, remember? Dude, that shit was an act of utility.
You gotta eat the plastic with it.
Bro, you know, plastic. Half plastic, half candy. It was from our childhood, you feel me? Like, fuck it. You know.
Like the paper on the Nellen waiters.
Yeah, exactly. Or wait, sometimes. See, Lisa, I'm glad you called them Nowinators because as kids, we thought they were called Laminators.
I never said that. I heard Nominator. What was it?
Yeah, Nominator, Laminators. I heard Nominators. Never Nowinators.
I heard people call them Nugolators, but good gracious. I always knew it was Nowinator. It says it right there on the wrapper.
We didn't give a fuck. We just buy them off the ice cream truck.
And you ordered them as Laminators?
Well, sour apple one. Give me the sour apple one. That and the sour apple blow pop.
And actually, it's not even now. It's not even now or later. It's now and later.
Look at us.
There's no or.
Black it's people. And. Black
yeah,
people.
Now and later. Now well, later.
Sound like you said. Sound like you said now or later.
Oh, yeah. I probably like, didn't or, say it. Yeah. Like
Chris,
that.
That's the Ebonics. That's the Ebonics yeah. pronunciation.
Like, let me get a now or later. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was now or later. Yeah, and takes now too long.
Later. Yeah. You know, later. See, yeah. Greatest childhood on the planet. If you was a child in the '80s and shit, you know what I'm saying? The '80s raised
hose
us and shit.
Water.
Dude, and we survived that shit. You know what I mean? We rode bikes
hose
with no fucking helmets.
Hose water on a hot day was the best water.
That ass Canadian was the drug. Best water.
Clearly Canadian.
Clearly, yo, remember when clearly Canadians used to be dirt fucking cheap. I went to the grocery store, the motherfuckers is like $2.69 for that bottle. You stupid. You're dumb. They're not that good.
My favorite was always Mountain Raspberry.
Mine was peach or the apple. Yo. Yeah.
Drinking a clearly Canadian, writing a paper with my Lisa Frank pencil or pen. Taking papers out of my Trapper Keeper. Come on now.
The good old days.
Yep. The carrying good an actual lunchbox. Yeah,
I like the wild cherry. Yeah, those are good.
Wait, the lunchbox, Lisa. Remember when we used to have metal lunchboxes?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the fucking thermos in that bitch. No playing around with that motherfucker, though. You're like.
Nope. I had a strawberry shortcake lunchbox.
Yeah. I never got a name brand lunchbox. My mom's didn't do that
shit. Sorry.
I know. I'm going to cry now. Memories. Yeah. It's all good.
Chris, did you have a lunchbox?
I did.
Yeah, what lunchbox did you? You had like a He-Man one?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Like a He-Man or
he had a church one.
Or G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe.
Chris lunchbox had scriptures on it and shit. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have Nilla wafers. He had freaking the body of Christ.
With a side of jelly.
No, with the sacrament wine and the damn thermos and shit. You know. Chris is like, I don't come on this motherfucker every 3 weeks to get abused like this. You're like, what the fuck, yo? It's all good, Chris. It's all you know it's from a place of hate. I mean love. You know. It's all love, though. It's all love.
I'm trying to figure out why this case of Clearly Canadians, a 12 pack, is $37.
Joe, tariffs.
It's more than liquor. The 12 pack is almost $40. Get a case of Coronas for like 15.
And that's why I drink beer more than Clearly Canadian.
Oh, speaking of beer, has anybody been watching on HBO, what is it, Born to Bowl or something about the bowling, the competitive bowlers?
Oh my God, I can't say that I have.
Watch it. So I just realized today that it's like their tour is called like the PBR. And at their Cap tournaments, yes, it's like one of their sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what everybody's drinking. You have to watch it. It's actually quite amusing. These bowling people, they're really into it.
It's funny because Pabst Blue Ribbon, I'd only had Pabst Blue Ribbon and a keg, like just like, you know, like college parties type shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until that night that we went to the bowling alley in East Hartford for Chris. Remember that shit?
when Chris had his peoples and shit, and he got special ed Joker and all that good shit. And they had the bucket. They had the $5 bucket of like PBR, yo. I was like, oh shit. Like, you get a bucket of beers. It was like, it was like $5 or $6 and you get like six beers.
Yep.
What do you think is worse? PBR or Natty Ice?
Natty Ice, hands down.
Yeah.
Natty Ice is the worst. I thought Bush Light was bad. Natty Light is probably the worst. Natty Light is the worst beer I've ever drank, hands down.
They came out with the different flavors a couple years ago, like for Natter Days, and those were actually pretty good. I got the, what was it, like a pineapple or strawberry something or other, and it was actually a decent beer. Oh my gosh, the beer I had last night was the best beer ever. That's what
I was going to ask
you.
The sour?
Yeah, that looked good, Lisa.
It was a peanut butter and jelly cheesecake sour. So, and it really tasted like a cheesecake with peanut butter and jelly. And you, DeMont, you remember when I brought over that the Smutty Nose New York cheesecake, cherry New York cheesecake? It tasted like that, but with PB&J. It was so good. I wish I could buy it. It's from a brewery, I think, in North Carolina. I wish I could buy it. Because it was just, it was delicious. I might have to look to see where they sell it, but it was so good.
I might have to make you do a packy run before your ass leave and shit, because there's a couple things down there that I can't get through, like, Total Wine up here. And so, yeah, I might send you on a wild goose chase to the
packy. What are you looking for?
When I went to Hilton Head, right outside of Hilton Head was a distillery called Burnt Church. And they got a bourbon cream. Oh my God, that shit is delicious. Mm. So it's like, if you think about Bailey's, like being like an Irish cream, this is more of like a bourbon, like a whiskey bourbon cream. I put that shit in coffee, drank it straight. It's fucking delicious. Shit is good.
Ooh.
But yeah, they're down there in South Carolina. That much I do know. And then there was another one. I got to look at the name. I'll find it and send it and see if you get it. Because I don't know. Do you like rum?
Yes.
They have a banana. There's a company. They have a Banana Foster's rum. It tastes just like Bananas Foster. Like, for real.
Ooh.
See, I will get the name of that.
The brewery that this... Oh, this brewery is in Asheville, North Carolina, but it was called PB and Jelly Engine by Dissolver. DSSOLVR. It was good.
You should DM them, give them the podcast website, and tell them, like, hey, you need to bring your ass to Connecticut for a beer festival, because we'll come see you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would see you.
Definitely go. Oh, see? Right now it says it's only at this restaurant that I go to, but anyways.
So speaking of beer festivals, we got the Rising Pints coming in about a month, you know, a little more than a month. Yep. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that shit. Man, we're gonna have some fun. Lisa, you gonna be doing some dancing and shit at the end?
You know I always do that. Listen, let's be real. Chris also dances.
That, well, there's reasons why, and I won't say them out loud. He's an asshole. That's why. No. You know, y'all be dancing. I don't dance. So I be having fun just watching y'all motherfuckers having a good time. But then there's some motherfuckers there trying to dance, and that is just, it's like watching Elaine from Seinfeld. Like, but they're having a good time, right? That's what matters.
Exactly.
Most. They're having a good time. Even though they look like they're in pain. You know, like, are you dancing or are you having an epileptic seizure? Like, which one is it? You know, do you need, like, you know, you need some Narcan or something? You spazzing? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, that hands down has got to be one of the best kept secrets. It ain't really a secret, but I think it's a dope-ass freaking festival, though. And we drink everything there, like, at least you drink everything. Because Jesus Christ, fuck, they got you drinking that damn, what was it, it was like the non-alcoholic shit or something. I was like, why are you here? We're here for alcohol, not non-alcohol.
I like to try the non-alcoholic stuff.
Yeah, I'm not drinking that.
No, you're drinking that.
It's a waste of space.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Thank you. It's like my stomach can only hold so much liquid.
But I, in my old age, have become very picky about what I will and will not try. And my days of like, I'm just going to try everything are not there anymore. I'm only going to drink what I know I like. So.
Is that maturity, Lisa? Is that what that is?
It might be. That's why I don't drink as much anymore at those things.
I'm immature. I'm trying to swallow
everything.
I still
have a good time.
That's oh, me too. She you know. Said. Oh, yeah. She did say that.
Haktua. Yeah. Cool. How come a beer company hasn't come out with a Haktua? Okay. If there was a beer that's name was Haktua, what would it be? Probably an IPA.
It would be one of those like double sessions and shit. Super wait, Lisa. Super hoppy with a clean finish. I was like,
with a weird aftertaste.
Yeah,
it coats like, the throat. It may or may not contain lactose
or semen or one of the you know or all the above because you know. Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't used, like, you know, fucking nut and, like, one of these, like, freaking IPAs and shit home. Especially one in Springfield, like, at the Worthy
the
and
shit. Homebrews?
Yeah, the homebrews. Yeah. So, listen. Yeah, so I soak my balls in this hoppy mixture for 3 days straight.
It's actually, I call this the ejaculator.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Scrotum sessions, you know?
Yeah. Scrotum session nail, okay?
Yeah, you know, a little SSA action, you know? Like, come on. And the freaking art on the would be like a ball sack or some shit. It'd just be nasty. Yeah.
But it'll be a ball sack shaped like a
salty
hops.
Aftertaste, you know?
Well, no, you know, I can't even complain because one of the beers that I do like, what is it? Is it Sea Hag by, was it Dogfish? Is that Sea Hag or is it another? No, I don't think it's Sea Hag. But they have one that is, what is it, a Goza? And that has like a nice salty finish. Man, what if they did make it like a good sour beer?
Lisa, you just said you like a beer that has a salty finish.
Like, yes, but it's no different than when people put salt on the rim of their beer bottle.
I thought you was gonna go somewhere completely different. That's probably the same as you know, guys. Nothing in my mouth. I'm like, whoa, ma'am, no. Now, what if they had a nut flavored beer, Lisa? Would you drink it?
No, because no.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
We call it O face.
And this will be like the picture will just be like a guy with hands. Like
yes.
Somebody said, yeah.
Just somebody's head. Yep. Nondescript head. You know, is what it is. Tagline: this beer has the best head. You know.
Yeah. Well, would you guys drink a beer if it tasted like Vagine?
Hell yeah. No. Oh damn! I said that way too fast. I'm so sorry.
Okay, what? You said yes, and Chris said no.
That's because I'm straight and he's gay.
I don't want my beer tasting like it. It's supposed to taste like it on a body, not in a beer.
Yeah, it's full body, just like a
full body, nice head, you know.
Yeah, you know. Nothing wrong with that.
I do not think genital flavored beers would be
a good no, that would not be one. Acceptable. So, it, you know, Budweiser, you know, you guys out there listening, do not make a
Budweiser.
Yeah, Budweiser. Yeah, we don't need that Budweiser light, you know, like, you know, Bud Light. No.
Wait, on that note, I have a joke.
Blue ribbon? Huh?
You have a joke?
I have a joke on that note. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Why can't you hear rabbits making love?
Why, Chris?
Why?
Because they have cotton balls.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell that one.
That's
Chris, that's on par with Lisa's freaking, like, you know, bouncer joke last time around. That's up there.
All right, good.
You get a drum roll for that eventually when I get to it. Yeah. This episode, again, say this every episode, we're going to hell. It's Holy Week. We're recording a freaking horrible ass episode, you know. So in honor of Holy Week, and I know this is going to get me in trouble, Chris, with a certain somebody that listens and stuff. But, you know, just listen. They're just jokes. You know, it's like, all right, I got a couple of, you know, religious jokes. So let's start with the most obvious and shit, you know. So, you know, Jesus is walking down the street. He sees an inn. He goes in, you know, and he puts down, he puts two boards and four nails on the counter and tells the innkeeper, hey, can you put me up for the night? Yep.
Are we doing religious jokes? Because I got one.
I mean, why does Jesus not like M&Ms?
Because they fall through his hands?
Yeah, they keep falling through the hole in his hands. You know? Oh, come on. You know, it's Holy Week. You gotta tell terrible jokes. So these are just a joke. Please don't strike me down. Just, you know, not yet. Let's, you know. Well, what you got, though, Lisa? What you got?
So my stomach hasn't been feeling well. You know, like when you travel and you get, like, traveler's stomach. So I mixed my laxative with holy water because I'm about to start a religious movement.
Oh my god.
She needs a nap.
Yo, right? She needs an adult too. Fuck that. Can't leave you unsupervised at all, yo.
Well, let me check that one off my list.
No. Yeah, scratch it off the list. Don't check it. Just cross it out.
Fucking awful, yo.
Yeah, Chris, exactly. Use ink with that one, yo. Just ink that one out. Just use a Sharpie in this motherfucker, though. No coming back, Lisa, on that one. No. I'm telling your sister. That's it. I'm calling her up now.
Oh, okay.
She'll yell at you.
Well, I got another joke. It's not religious, though.
Yeah,
what famous actress does Arnold Schwarzenegger use to describe a colonoscopy?
I don't know.
Yeah. Cameron Diaz.
What?
Lisa, that was worse than the first
Diaz!
One.
Cameron Diaz, I get it. I get it. You know what? I need a nap. That was terrible.
That is awful.
Cameron Diaz. Oh my god.
Really?
I did not make
like,
that
yo.
Up.
Yeah.
Well, didn't make it up.
Jesus, man. That is awful. Yo, like so, yeah, just yeah, no. So we're going into Easter weekend, and these are the jokes we're telling. Yeah, you know, this is what we do. This is what we do. Yeah. So Chris, you're doing a big Easter dinner. You're gonna have some ham, some mac and cheese. Chris, like, fuck that. No, we're gonna have the traditional holiday Easter wings up in this motherfucker.
Know it. Easter wings,
yeah. Easter wings,
Easter yeah. buffalo wings, yeah.
Easter buffalo wings, exactly. Be like, sounds you know what? Right. It's Easter. I think I'm gonna get the Jamaican jerk. You say it with the accent too when you go there. You know, we get the Jamaican jerk.
I should make some jerk wings. I haven't made those in a while.
You know what you did make though? Jerk dick.
Oh my god!
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
It's okay. It's all right, Chris. You know, we know about your wing. America now knows about your wing addiction. You know, Chris, like I'm not addicted. I just like them a lot.
Like
daily.
A lot.
A lot. A lot. You know,
Chris gonna be on the damn corner and shit. You know, talking about, hey, got any flats? Come on, man. Just need my hit, man. Just one flat.
I'm feeding for a flat.
Yeah.
Fried extra hard.
Chris would too. Like, yo, he buy two wings for $20. Yo, two for 20. All right, bet. Go around the corner, big man. All right. They wrapped up in fucking foil. You in the alley eating fucking wings and shit. You know, it's all right, Chris. You know, it's an addiction. It's cool. We're gonna have an intervention
for you. No, I don't want to go.
See, exactly. That's what addicts say.
I don't have a problem.
Yep. That's right.
Although, since I've been here, I've been using the air fryer quite often, and I made wings today with it, and I need to get me an air fryer, like the basket air fryer.
You should.
Because this thing, I mean, and I can cook them hard like I like, so.
I'm gonna see your air fryer, Lisa, and I'm gonna get the one that you put oil in. And they call it a deep fryer, but I like to call it an airless fryer. Yeah.
No, I don't want to do deep frying.
Why not?
I mean, I love deep fried foods, but it's dealing with the grease and then the smell.
That's true.
And the air fryer that I have now is one of those ones that like doubles as like an oven, a toaster oven. But I think I need a basket one. Because I think it'll just be easier to cook in.
Lisa's going to be making all kinds of shit. She's going to be making like freaking papas fritas. And, you know, motherfucking, you know, some of those damn balls with the meat and shit. The potato ball meat shit.
I made them. You made that.
Yeah, yep. I saw you were making that.
I made potato balls and the air fryer.
Yeah, air fryer. Better known as a convection oven to us Americans, you know, because we haven't gotten used to that yet. But, hey, they're compact. People talking shit about air fryers. Oh, you know, it's unnatural. Like, it's superheated air. Like, motherfuckers said the same thing about a microwave, yo. Remember that shit? Yeah, like, that was before our time, really. You know what I'm saying? It was like, motherfuckers didn't like microwaves. Now, No, I was going to say, I'm still from the mindset of like, I can hear my mother's voice in the back of my head talking about pressure cookers, because pressure cookers back in the day were fucking dangerous.
Those things scare me.
Yeah, but the new ones are like a hell of a lot safer. My mom's was like, nah, no, just absolutely not. Not in my house. She didn't use one. Nope.
We never had a pressure cooker, but when I would see them being used, they would make me nervous because I'm like, that thing could explode.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you know, but hey, no, but though, what the hell? I watched some stupid ass documentary and shit on what the fuck is he doing?
Just on like, grabbed
by a ghost, yo, you know what I mean? God damn, you could have muted yourself, sir, but you know, I ain't cutting nothing this shit out. She's going to the bathroom. The wings was talking to him, and it was like, hey, daddy,
did he just get kidnapped?
I don't know.
Like his front door.
Front door.
Front door ajar.
Toilet seat down.
Wait, is he outside now?
I have no idea.
What is going on?
Well, he put the headphones down but kept the microphone on. So we about to hot. This nigga got hot mic, Joe.
What?
I hope he talks shit. I hope he talks shit. Because he can't hear us. So this, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to listen to Chris do his thing. Go ahead, Chris. Do your thing.
Oh, wait. There's something in the chat.
He said BRB.
Oh.
He about to get yelled at. I'm going to have to mute this whole section and shit. What the fuck? Yo, that was him dropping his pants.
Jeez. You kept the microphone. You kept the microphone on.
You kept the microphone on.
I thought I might have. No, I just had to run to the car.
Oh, yeah. So you did go outside.
Yeah, I was outside.
What are you doing?
Well, we heard everything.
No, I had left some money in there. I forgot.
I was about to say.
And the door was locked.
I was gonna say, what are you doing in the car?
Drugs.
Wow. About all you can do. Yeah. I'm sorry, Chris.
That was terrible.
Yeah. I'll edit that out. No, I won't.
Yes, my license is suspended, everyone.
No, you can't touch me with that. No.
My boss doesn't listen.
Till now. We can't talk about that, Chris. No. Next episode, we'll do a special just on you.
We'll do a special? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Your therapist will be on with us, you know. As well as your men's group. We're gonna have us a kumbaya moment and shit, you know what I'm saying, on the podcast. That's what's up. Fucking wild, I know. Man. So Lisa, how much longer are you down there in beautiful South Carolina?
I will be heading back on April 10th.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
the parental units are having the time of their lives. They called the other day and my mom was like, oh yeah, you're doing this on this day. And I'm like, that's today. And she's like, no, it's tomorrow. And I was like, no, it's today. And she's like, wait a minute, what day is it? And I'm like, this was yesterday. I was like, it's Tuesday. And she's like, oh my God, I've been telling everybody it's Monday. And I'm like, are you drunk? She's just
retired.
Your dad been roofing her ass, yo. I'm like, shit.
She called while they were in Mexico because she's like, oh, I can use my phone in Mexico. So she sent me a text from avocado. She did ask me, she's like, what alcohol do you want from Mexico? I said, well, I'm a tequila girl, but, you know, whatever is fine.
Tell her to bring some Raspado back. Shit.
Ooh, I think they might stop off at Mexico again on the way back. I don't remember. Oh. But, she was there in Belize today. And she's like, she sent me a text. She's like, I don't know if I'll be able to respond, but we're at a private beach. And I'm like, okay. Meanwhile, I'm fighting with the screen door trying to take it off the thing because it came off the tracks. And I'm,
they went to hedonism?
The what?
Hedonism.
Ew. Really? No.
Nobody talking about my girlfriend like that. That's not nice.
They grown. They could go somewhere like that.
No, yeah. They can't.
Would you guys go?
Yeah. I'll take Lisa's mom with me. Yeah, you know. We go. Be really? Butt ass naked in khakis.
Would you really go to my?
Hell no. Man, I don't want to see my naked ass in the fucking shower, let alone on a fucking beach or some bullshit.
It doesn't mean you have to be. Oh, wait. Speaking of nude beaches, I got a joke.
Oh, boy.
I got a joke. An elephant walks up to a man at a nude beach and asks, how do you eat with that thing? You get it?
Oh my gosh. The one time I'm not on my laptop, yo, I need my sound effects. Bro, you are killing me today.
Flatline.
That's gonna be the name of this episode, Flatliners, yo. Dead ass, yo. You're a flat fucking line, yo. You feel me? Like, done. What the fuck, man? Lisa's crazy, yo.
A picture of Chuck Norris.
Right, yeah. Chuck Norris in a flat line. He done just kicked Lisa into the damn grave, yo. That shit. Bah! You're like, shit. Craziness.
Well, man. I got more jokes, too, so. I mean, it is April Fool's Day.
Oh, it is.
Wait, can I just tell? Can I tell one more?
One more. It better be good. Damn, Chris, don't give her the gas already.
What do you call a Chinese man with an amputated leg?
What?
Taiwan Shu?
I think she's drunk. I thought it was gonna be something that ends in knee. Like,
yeah, something like knee.
Tiny Me or some shit. Yeah. Or Tiny Ears. I don't know. Just
Taiwan Shoe.
Stop.
Terrible. Stop. This is by far going to be her favorite episode of the fucking year, yo. It's going to be just like Lisa telling jokes and her in the car listening to the jokes laughing her ass off. A week from today, Chris, we're going to get that fucking text. Oh my God, I'm fucking hilarious.
No, I always say we're hilarious.
No, it will be I'm hilarious. Like, you know.
I mean, that's a given.
Just like
hilarious.
Fucking standard protocol on Lisa, you know what I'm saying? I'm the funniest motherfucker I know, you know? Fucking terrible, man. Yo. So, yeah. So, we're about 19 minutes away from hearing this motherfucker drone on and shit. We're going to call it in a minute. I think we should watch it and we should, you know, maybe
add some content.
Yeah, it'll be some extra content. We might have to just, like, do a little something extra just to talk about this motherfucker, though. But I have a bad feeling it's going to be about this man talking about himself, a little bit about what's going on, and about how he's taking all the credit for these men and women being over there doing what they're fucking doing, you feel me? So I just have a bad feeling about that.
He's probably going to take credit for the space launch, too.
I was going to say, he probably is.
It's all good, though. Good. Not really. But it's all good. So let's
Chris,
see.
Are you gonna watch it?
I wasn't going to. But it sounds like Matt's trying to force us to.
I'll watch it for us, and then I'll paraphrase it. It's gonna be a whole lot of just banter.
There'll be highlights online tomorrow.
Yeah, there will be. There'll be sound clips. Yeah. This motherfucker's like just the king of sound bites and shit. You know. I like to take shits, big shits, biggest shits you've ever seen. People tell me they're the biggest shits. They're huge. They're the biggest shits. I take them.
Yeah, I saw that someone put a golden toilet down in D.C. today. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I don't know. I'm waiting for this fucking ballroom to be finished that the judge keeps getting in the fucking way of. Like, get out of the goddamn.
I thought
way
they halted.
Construction. Was, yeah, they halted it.
Yeah.
They did it again, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what else judges did too is they told this motherfucker he can't defund fucking NPR and PBS. Like for real. Like, god damn it.
And birthright, like, citizenship. I think they shut that down.
Yeah,
too.
They gotta reverse a whole bunch of, man, just shut the fuck up, guy. Just shut the fuck up. Yo. Man, he wildin' though. But yeah. I will say this, you know, as we close this episode, I got to look up this woman's name. I know I sent it to y'all a couple of days ago. She went fucking just absolutely ham on, like, Donald Trump and the motherfucking, like, and everybody else in the fucking White House and shit, talking about how he don't like foreigners, but been fucking, like, but he'd have been fucking nothing but foreigners. She called him, like, you know, Ivanka Banka. I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
She had me in tears, yo. It's like, yo, it's like, when she's like, oh, I ain't starting no, I'm not starting no funds and shit. Oh, what are you supposed to do? She's like, I don't know, fucking suffer. Like, I felt that. I felt that. So, yeah, people get have buyer's remorse. So, America, if you're listening, I know you got buyer's remorse.
But, yeah, just, but they will never, you know, admit it.
No, they well, some are. Some are, because they when you've cut off, when you've already cut off your nose to spite your face and there's nothing left to cut, like, motherfuckers is going broke, yo. Can't afford groceries, can't afford gas. Like, but this motherfucker is the second, third, and fourth coming of Christ. So, I'm just saying, yeah, you kind of reap what you sow. So, you know, eat a dick. All of y'all.
Sure,
I support
man,
that
sure
message.
Now.
Yeah, I support that message. You know, so I'm like, it is what it is. But on that note, we're gonna call it a day for April Fools. Lisa, yeah, you're on punishment. No more jokes for you for the next like 3 episodes, yo. These are fucking terrible. I'm sorry. Just you were on an absolute
they were
roll.
Some good jokes.
Yeah. To you, it's okay.
Well. We'll see what our listeners say.
Yeah.
All one of them.
Yeah, because we lost six listeners and shit. And it's all because of Chris. You
know? I'll take that.
Yeah, you do that. You, I know you'll take that.
Take that, take that.
Take that. So hope everybody has a good Easter. Don't eat too many don't eat too many boiled eggs. Don't eat too much ham and shit.
I gotta get some eggs so I can do Easter eggs.
Cause you know that's what Easter is about. Easter is about, you know, clogging your fucking arteries with saturated fat from ham and, you know, bundles and bundles of fucking boiled eggs. But you know, who am I to judge? He is risen. Did I say something wrong? What the fuck?
No.
Terrible. Damn. Weren't expecting that, were you? No, I wasn't. No. Yeah, no. It's all right. You know, I'm waiting for the zombie for the zombie Jesus fucking jokes to pop up in my fucking timeline. It's just about that time of year. I have a couple friends that do that every year.
I think one of my favorite like memes is the white egg talking to the Easter egg saying you're dressed like a whore because it's all painted up. And
Chris, say goodbye to the ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Chris, say goodbye.
Later.
Say goodbye. Say bye, Lisa. We're done.
Bye.
You're canceled. That's it. Goodbye.
What? It's a meme.
Yeah, and this is the end.